Human Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, a fan favorite. Then later in the show, Murray Carpenter joins us about his new book, Caffeinated, How Our Daily Habit Helps, Hurts, and Hooks Us. There isn't anybody in this audience that doesn't use caffeine from time to time. What should we know about it? Anyway, let's get right underway. Rob Regish, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. What's new in the Blueprint Army?
There's a lot of stuff going on. We are putting the finishing touches on my very first webinar.
That's cool.
And yeah. And the link will be up shortly on CoachRobRegish.com.
What will be the subject of the webinar?
Oh, great question. I will be covering the slingshot cycle. Given, you know, the interest that was expressed here, when I was running through it on a few questions and answers, you know, I had a lot of guys, inquire about that and the particulars and the finer points. And let's face it, the gains. I mean, these guys made some mind-blowing gains in short order. So we're going to be covering the slingshot cycle. I'm excited, and yes, it's free.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So do we have anything else we want to talk about before we get on with the show?
I don't think so. My back's healing up well. You know, I'm grateful for that, and I should be back in there full throttle tomorrow.
Okay, the first question comes from Jimmy Varlow. He says, I'm doing some shopping and would like your recommendations at both Blackstone Labs and Prime Nutrition. They've got some established and new products I have my eye on. Specifically, Laxogenin has really piqued my interest. Already use Razor's Edge, and wow, that stuff is killer. On the Prime Nutrition side, looks like great prices on bulk ingredients. I'd like your take. I personally like that Phytoform. By the way, so go ahead.
You know, you got two quality companies here run by quality people. So let's take Blackstone Labs first, as they have some of the edgier formulas out there today. Razor's Edge debuted to a world of hype, and damn if it didn't deliver. You know, I don't know if they listened to the Power Hour, but I did cover a Draffanil a couple months ago. What I do know is that including it in that formula was savvy. To my knowledge, it's the only one that contains Adrafinil, at least in the States. It delivers tunnel-like vision and extreme focus, like looking through a straw focus, without the jitters, because if I'm not mistaken, there's no caffeine in that product. More recently, they've debuted one of the few legit Laxogenin products on the market, trade name Anogenin. Now, I have a nearly 20-year history with that compound, and it's a terrific ECDI analog. Now, important to point out, it's an adaptogen, not an anabolic, so it's not hormonal. But put in its proper context, the results are fantastic. It is a superlative, restorative, and anti-inflammatory, and especially an adjunct to pro-hormone use. And there, I would suggest pairing it with their Super Trendable product. I've been talking to Aaron over there at Blackstone, and you know what? He was cool enough to assign a discount code for Power Hour listeners. So if you're so inclined, and they've got a great lineup, enter the code SHR10 for a 10% discount on all Blackstone Labs products.
There you go. That's cool.
Now, let's talk about Prime Nutrition real quick. As you pointed out, it appears to be, you know, staple ingredients at some great prices. If you look closer, though, you see something interesting. At least I did. The formulas have all been updated to include all the latest cutting-edge ingredients. So if you look at their pre-workout stim, in addition to known winners like caffeine, beta-alanine, etc., they also include an ingredient stim that's making some waves, amp citrate. Right? It's a powerful pre-workout stim, and none of it's a prop blend. All the ingredients and their milligram amounts are fully disclosed. So over there, I would recommend their creatine hydrochloride, beta-alanine, leucine, that pre-workout stim I spoke to, and their quote-unquote fat burner, because it includes T2. And here again, they include an incredibly potent fat loss agent, the T2. It's an active thyroid hormone to known winners like caffeine, raspberry ketones, etc. Great pricing too. And for reference sake, you know, I think they're out of Boca Raton, Florida. So here's the best part. Power Hour listeners can get a full 20% off by entering the code SHR20. So lineup, great products, great discounts. Win-win.
Very, very cool. And they're constantly coming up with new products over there. Aaron Singerman, I'm just so impressed with Aaron's ability to source out new things right when people are starting to look at them as being popular. He really keeps his ear to the ground. I predict that he's going to be introducing something new that seems to be very exciting as well. I can't talk about it right now, but he's really good at this. I mean, I never knew he had this kind of calling. But he's developed an amazing supplement company, he and PJ Braun, so it's fantastic. This next question, we'll go ahead and do it now. It comes from Anonymous. Okay, I got to get your thoughts on this. Doc prescribed me 25 milligrams of aldactone. Is it aldactone? Yeah, that's it. Daily, because my total T is around 900, but free T is 9. The scale is 9.5 to 36. I read up on this stuff, and it sounds like a horrible thing for a man to take for any reason. Do you have any thoughts, knowledge on this? I thought that that was a water pill, a diuretic. The idea is to lower SHBG, which it should do, but at the cost of raising estrogen and cortisol. Seems like an odd trade-off. It does seem odd because usually lowering estrogen lowers SHBG. Anything you could shed on this would be great, positives and negatives.
You know, as you alluded to, I'm surprised he didn't opt, you know, for an aromatase.
Yeah, because anytime you lower estradiol, you lower sex hormone binding globulin.
Right. Any good AI is going to raise free test. Then again, you do need a certain amount of estrogen for libido, glucose disposal, etc. Now, interestingly, I came across more than one study showing vitamin D increase both total and free testosterone. So just make sure you're getting at least 10,000 IU of that in the winter. You know, you can take quite a bit less in the summer now that you're out in the sun. Much better solution here, though, would be something called 3,4-divinyl tetrahydrofuran. That's a mouthful. It's a lignin found in stinging nettle. And it
I was just going to say, stinging nettle root. That's always worked.
Yeah, and it really does. So it boosts your free testosterone. Over at NutriPlanet.com, they sell something called Divinex, 400 milligrams of stinging nettle per cap, standardized for 3,4 divinyl. You want four caps spread evenly throughout the day, at which point you retest your levels in a month. I'm betting you're going to like that solution a lot better.
Yeah,
no idea whether the doc prescribed that medication.
Stinging nettle root has been effective at reducing sex hormone binding globulin for a very, very long time, a very long time. And
good
also anything that lowers estradiol, including, ironically, things that work through the cytochrome P450 enzyme cascade, like vitamin C, which reduces estradiol indirectly by reducing one of the precursor enzymes that produces aromatase. So any of these things should lower SHBG, just for the record. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Hey, Rob, did you see that Frank Zane is going to be on the show Thursday?
Oh, that's fantastic. How
he doesn't do interviews, by the way. It's not me. It's Ken O'Neill that scored him. He's going to be on for the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show.
I can't wait to see the ratings on that.
Well, little known fact that Frank Zane is a big into philosophy, big into noetic sciences. He's an amazingly well-rounded guy. And while he's 3-time Mr. Olympia, his interest and self-discovery in the area of mindfulness, meditation, and so on, he's far beyond success of his success in bodybuilding. So, ought to be interesting. Gordon Waddell says, in the last Blueprint Power Hour, Blueprint Bulletin, I'm sorry, BPB, I got to get the acronyms down, you again recommended XYZ leaf extract. How does the VitaCost version compare in quality to the original brand you recommended in the Blueprint Bulletin? a few months ago. The VitaCost is much, much cheaper and only standardized to 18% versus your pick, which is 25%. I'd like to save, but I want to make sure it works. Thanks for your help. Yeah, can't you just double up on the dose of the cheaper stuff, Rob?
Well, you know, you can, but when you do the math, you're spending more money. You know, what Gordon's referring to is an interesting piece I wrote just for the subscribers a few months back. It turns out there's a naturally occurring product out there that results in 20% better nitrogen retention, a 250% rise in test, and a lot less cortisol. Now, it's been on the market for many years, but it's not marketed for muscle building. And in fact, our friend Adele Musa over there at Subversity called it much more of a natural anabolic than 99.9% of the expensive test boosters out there. So it's an impressive little bugger. The VitaCost product, it looks to be a steal, right, because it's priced a lot lower. But when you actually crunch the numbers, my 25% extract crushes it. Not only in, you only have to take 4 caps a day instead of God knows how many caps of the 18% stuff, but looked at it that way, the cheapo brand is actually more expensive. And, you know, that's indicative of the homework that I'm doing for my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. Now, you just heard an ad play during the commercials where you get the Meteoric for free when you sign up for the Bulletin.
Right.
There's a couple weeks left where not only do you get the Meteoric, but you're going to get 2.0, 3.0, and a lot of other freebies that go with it. So I'm hoping you'll avail yourself to that. You're going to get stuff like this in your inbox every month, all these little hidden gems out there. And guys are doing great with them.
Yeah. This next question comes from Joe Nasrallah. Am I pronouncing that right, you think?
Yeah.
He says, hey, Rob, I'm wondering if you could provide a breakdown of the benefits of each of the following forms of carnitine, acetyl-L, carnitine, propanol-L-carnitine, L-carnitine-L-tartrate. I thought that latter was to increase androgen receptor proliferation when you've been on androgens for a long time. I've read that each of it has its own unique uses. Just wondering how much of the purported claims being made by various manufacturers are backed by science and or clinical research studies. Also, dosing and product recommendations would be great. Thanks as always, Joe. Still going strong using the Blueprint loading patterns. And I hear that from everybody. They keep putting on muscle. It's one of those things that you just keep using over and over again. Yeah.
You know, literally, guys are going on years where that they've been getting stronger with those. So, and those auto calculators come with the Bulletin. So, having said all that, let me take these one by one. Acetyl-L-carnitine in the amount of 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day, preferably on an empty stomach, is first up. That product is slanted more towards the nootropic end of things. And, you know, to be fair, it reliably increases focus. Now, it's not like a razor's edge type focus, but it's noticeable. It's probably the most studied of the three. And it's a fantastic pre-workout if using it for that application. Now, you're also going to drive some fat burning effects given carnitines carry fatty acids to the mitochondria to be burned as energy. So personally, I'd start with this stuff before moving on to the other two, which brings us to propanol L-carnitine. This is my favorite of the bunch.
Really?
For momentarily increasing strength, yeah. It's also known as alpha-GPC. And a 1,500 milligram dose with a smidgen of caffeine about an hour before the workout, it works wonders. And when I say wonders, I'm talking getting 2 or 3 reps with your 1 rep max wonders.
Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't rattle you either. It doesn't rattle you. It works incredibly. It works so much better than tyrosine. You know, so please don't discount it. Now, the final one here, L-carnitine, L-tartrate, this is the new kid on the block. It claims to increase the number of androgen receptors, right, for tests to latch onto. The evidence here I don't consider to be as good. You know, I've heard no mind-blowing feedback on it. I don't even know how you go about measuring, you know, an increase in androgen receptors. The studies that have been done used a 2-gram dose with, interestingly enough, an 80-gram carb beverage along with it. So, you know, I suppose if you're going to go this route, post-workout makes the most sense. Having said all that, I find all carnitines kind of marginal for fat loss. You know, for what the product promised and what it delivered, I just don't see it. Now, alpha-GPC, that's a different story. You know, pleasantly surprised by that stuff. And as an occasional use product just prior to max day, pure gold.
You know, one of the things that I didn't hear you mention about acetyl-L-carnitine is the research that shows that it caught, and maybe you did say it and I blinked, but there's a lot of good research out there that shows that it shifts mitochondrial substrate preference to triglycerides, much in the same way growth hormone does. So
no.
It causes the mitochondria to want to burn fat, and assuming that the fat is in there, shuttled into the cell, it will burn fat as a preference. That's
yeah.
One good, and that's where acetyl L-carnitine is used in the Sinatra formula for people who have congestive heart failure. That he tells them to take 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium a day, 1,500 to 3,000 milligrams of acetyl L-carnitine a day, reduced CoQ10, and what is that form of sugar? D-ribose to
yep.
actually reverse congestive heart failure. So that's another thing that it does do. And there are people out there who claim that it's great for fat loss for that reason, to help stimulate just a little bit more fat loss than not using it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, alpha-lipoic acid is another excellent thing to stack with it. I think we've covered that before.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, do you believe the L-carnitine, L-tartrate information about increasing?
I don't. And you know, even if it does work, Carl, you know, you're going to need what? An electron microscope. You know, doing muscle biopsies. And, okay, let's assume it does, you know, increase androgen receptors, the number and activity and whatnot. You know, you still have to have adequate testosterone and free testosterone floating around to take advantage of it. I don't know. It came out to a real world of hype, and I haven't heard boo about it. Haven't heard boo about it since then.
Now, are there any other exotic forms of L-carnitine out there that are just on the forefront, that are just starting to make their rounds?
You know, I think I want to say I saw another one or two in the catalog of a recent vendor. But they're doing a lot of work with it. It does work exceptionally well, right, in the labs and in little furry creatures.
Right.
But
a lot of things seem to work in little furry creatures that don't translate to humans.
Yeah. You know, these amino acids can do dazzling things, you know, in the lab where people are getting them intravenously. But that's not how, you know, they get them in the real world. So it's a tough, tough jump from the lab to the gym.
Yeah.
Big chasm.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from, it looks like, Jason Gutro. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
And we will have more of the Blueprint Power Hour when we come back. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com in the call recommends area and check out the offer right now from Rob Regish. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get so many goodies for free. You'll be building muscle from now till the cows come home. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. dimwits. Let's back. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. It's my oldest daughter's birthday today. Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Taylor. Anyway. So this comes from Jason Gutro. He says, I'm 42 years old doing jujitsu 4 to 5 days a week. Hard. I heard about Synthogen on SHR and thought this might help my game. I'm somewhat reluctant for a few reasons. I hope you have time to comment on these. I have recently recovered from poor digestive problems, including acid reflux and indigestion. Do you think anything in the product would aggravate these conditions? Two, I supplement with a multivitamin plus extra magnesium. I don't see a quantity of for the mag in your product. Three, are there any concerns of amino acid imbalances by taking it for long terms? Do you recommend cycling? And four, Is there a past SHR podcast episode where you discuss Synthogen in detail? Understand?
Yeah.
These are all great.
That, well, okay, I thought these questions were very interesting because, frankly, I never got them before. So let's take it from the top. There is nothing in Synthogen that's going to exacerbate stomach issues, acid reflux, or indigestion. In fact, one of the frequently reported, quote-unquote, side effects is that the waistline shrinks. And that is no doubt due to its effect on lowering cortisol up to 50% in one study. Now, your system needs, or seems rather, to process food just a lot more efficiently, and that starts with digestion. I call it the buffet effect. Normally, when you leave the buffet, the food feels like it's all just sitting in your gut, right? It's like a rock in your gut. Repeat that same experiment with 3 or 4 caps of Synthogen before the meal. Whole different ball game.
Really?
You'll see it in your vascularity, most notably in the veins of your forearms, but you're going to feel it a lot more in the muscles than you are in the gut. That was the very first thing I noticed when I was testing the prototype. The amount of magnesium aspirate that we use, it's proprietary, but I'll tell you this, it's not far off the mark in what you'd be getting in a typical ZMA product. It's a generous dose designed to be the spark for protein synthesis. And that's something a lot of companies overlook, especially in amino acid formulations. Also, check the magnesium that you're taking, especially the stuff in multis these days. It's a safe bet. It's cheap magnesium oxide, which your body just can't absorb. You might as well flush it. You know, you want aspirates, citrates, or picolinates for most minerals. You know, I have no concerns about amino acid imbalances, short or long term. The body's amino acid pool is tightly regulated, and your body knows what to do with it at any given time. And now what I did find interesting is a recent theory in some studies concerning the benefits of hyperamino acid loading as being, you know, a couple times a day, as being superior to getting 20 to 30 grams every 2 to 3 hours. You know, protein synthesis was found to be much more efficient when that kind of bolus dosing was practiced. And I suspect it's one of the reasons Synthogen guys do so well. Coming off, yeah, I am a proponent of cycling all supplements. You know, as good as it is and as much as guys want to stay on all the time, you should take a break. You know, run it hard for 6 to 8 weeks and then take 2 to 4 weeks off. You'll stretch your product and you'll appreciate the product even more. Finally, I'm not aware there's an SHR podcast devoted to Synthogen. You know, maybe there should be. I don't know.
I mean, there's been enough questions answered that if you strung all those individual answers together, you'd have, you know, probably a good 40-minute discussion about the product.
Well, you know, now that you bring it up, some of the website enhancements I'm making for my members, there's going to be a written record of every Blueprint Power Hour question and answer that's ever been done. So if you just type Synthogen in there, it'll take you to every question.
I was just going to say that because it'll be a searchable database now.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. But, you know, lastly, I'll throw this out there. Synthogen does a lot to simplify your supplement life because it's got branched chain aminos, essential aminos, beta-alanine, orotic acid, trimethylglycine. There are 16 different ingredients. So you don't need creatine, you don't need extra protein, and you don't need NO2 type products. It legit does all of that, and it streamlines things for people. So here's my challenge. Ditch whatever intra workout you're using today. Replace it with Synthogen for 1 month. I know what the answer is or what it's going to be, but I want people to experience it firsthand. I hope that helps, Jason.
The next question comes from, I lost it now. Where the heck did it go?
Frank Roberts.
Yeah, no, hold on. Let me find it. Don't help me. Don't help me. There it is. Frank Roberts. Thank you. I am, considering using a weak pro hormone, something along the lines of RPN's Havoc. I'm in my late 30s and feel I could use the boost. Not looking for anything otherworldly. Just looking for a few more pounds of muscle and look a little fuller. I am also concerned about shutdown and other risks. It says shutdown is minimal with Havoc. Any suggestions? Minimal, it's still shutdown. You're still disrupting your normal hormonal production. So you must consider a post-cycle therapy no matter what it says, in my opinion. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I echo those, so I'll try to put a finer point on it. You know, there are a lot of guys out there in this quandary, so it's a great question. I hope my answers help. Ironically, the 2005 legislation that criminalized certain pro-hormones resulted in a lot of their inferior cousins being left out there for sale. And by and large, these are less effective and more toxic than the products that they replaced.
Hmm.
You know, Havoc is a great example. Yes, it's mild, comparatively speaking. But it also doesn't result in much, you know, in much for the advanced trainee. And it can for sure be suppressive, and there's a little bit of liver toxicity. You know, the claim of no shutdown, it's disingenuous. Any androgen, this goes for any hormone, taken in an amount that'll work to put muscle on you, will cause some degree of shutdown. So that's a red flag. And remember, it's always a function of the amount used and the time you've been on. That's going to dictate how suppressed you are. Now, you compare that to 4-AD, 4-androdiol, which was banned almost 10 years ago now. You know, it boosted test, not over the moon, but it always put a quality 5 pounds on the scale and in your muscles, and it made you feel like $1 million. You know, it didn't stress the liver. You know, the most important versions were transdermals. And it's a sad day when that item went down. All is not lost, though, because we still have DHEA. And normally, it's not of much use. Taken orally, there's every chance it'll convert to estrogen versus testosterone. And that's not a risk many are going to take. However, going through the skin is an entirely different ballgame. Here's the reason. There are enzymes in the skin that preferentially convert DHEA, first to androstenedione, then to androdiol, and finally testosterone. The science on this stuff is rock solid, and the feedback on these products is glowing across the board.
Really?
So what? Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, well, you know, there was a product out there called Dermacrin. I don't know if it's still out there, but
yeah, Dermacrin. Okay, so Dermacrin. I think I stand to be corrected, but you can buy the vehicle for Dermacrin from Orbit Nutrition now, because I think he owns the Dermacrin formula, the vehicle now. And so you just have to blend your own DHEA powder into it.
Beautiful. Yeah. So there's your, you know, I thought so much of trans DHEA that in the Blueprint 3.0, I came up with something called the recipe, which allows you to make a homebrew Black & Decker version for pennies on the dollar. So, one other final note. If you do decide to make this or get it, look for a product with pregnenolone too. Because if DHEA is the grandfather hormone, pregnenolone is the grandmother hormone. It does really jack up the feel-good factor. And there's something going on. I personally think it affects brain chemistry more so than hormones. But a distinct and welcome addition to the trans DHEA stack.
Now, I will say this. If for some reason you're relegated to taking oral DHEA, the solution to getting more of it to turn into testosterone and less of it to turn into estrogen for men is to accompany it with an aromatase inhibitor. Remember, DHEA is an aromatizable androgen in and of itself. It doesn't have to convert to testosterone to feed estrogen. It can convert directly to estradiol in its primary state. If you use some even mild aromatase inhibition techniques, which could include making sure you're getting enough magnesium, vitamin C, or slightly more exotic things like aromatase, over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors, but in lower doses than if you were trying to rate, if you have an aromatase inhibitor that says taking 300 milligram, you know, six caps a day will quadruple your testosterone levels, then just take one cap a day with DHEA so that you marginally shift the DHEA's conversion away from estradiol and towards testosterone, and you will yield higher testosterone. What I never understood about DHEA, Rob.
Yeah.
Because remember back in the day, AST Sports Sciences had everybody taking a gram of DHEA a day, and guys were growing boobs like porn stars, right? Nobody said, hey, take some aromatase inhibitors with your DHEA. No, they went right to the aromatase inhibitor as a standalone testosterone booster. Big mistake. DHEA converts to estradiol in its primary state. Just include a good aromatase inhibitor at a very low dose. A third to a quarter of the dose that's designed to quote unquote jack your testosterone up will modify the conversion of that DHEA and point it more towards testosterone. So you can buy over-the-counter DHEA at Walgreens. Take 200 milligrams a day and take one third to one quarter of the recommended dose of an aromatase inhibitor designed to jack your testosterone up together and double your testosterone levels on a budget.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a solution. I'm just wondering if these guys can't get a script, you know, for an AI, what the next best over the counter.
Well, you can look, you get a script for an AI, but then they're going to be strong, right? Because the doctor's going to prescribe anastrozole at 1 milligram every third or fourth day. That's too high of an aromatase inhibition, in my opinion. I think if you bought one of these bromocryptine, there's all these different aromatase inhibitors out there. Well, DS has one. Driven Sports has one. They advertise on my show.
Yeah.
Right? So if you get that aromatase inhibitor, and let's say it recommends you take three caps a day to double your testosterone levels, take one with DHEA. Just one. You don't want to completely suppress estrogen. That's dangerous and it's stupid. Men's bodies need estrogen. We know that estrogen helps make you leaner, improves cognitive function, because we've seen the studies where men are given testosterone or testosterone and an aromatase inhibitor, and all the beneficial effects of testosterone happen in much greater degree when estrogen is present. The guys who don't get the aromatase inhibitors see greater leanness, greater muscle gains, better sense of well-being, better erection and libido, blah, blah, blah. So you don't want to crush estrogen. You just want to shift the DHEA's propensity from converting to estrogen to converting to testosterone. So maybe instead of 30% becoming testosterone and 70% becoming estrogen, it flips. 70% is becoming testosterone and 30% is becoming estrogen. So take the estrogen control product at a third to a quarter of the recommended dose when it's being used as a standalone to raise testosterone with 200 milligrams of DHEA and watch your testosterone go up.
Yeah, you know, he's really smart to be focusing on free, you know, biologically active tests, because you can triple, quadruple your total test, but if 99% of it is bound, you know, you're not getting to the grocery store.
Who cares, right? All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, the blueprint tip of the day, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, it's thoughts on the green-eyed monster, jealousy. And we've all suffered from being jealous. We'll hear more about this from Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Would help if I had my microphone on. Later in the show, we're going to discuss the book Caffeinated, how our daily habit helps, hurts, and hooks us with Murray Carpenter. Long-awaited discussion, to be honest with you. Anyway, jealousy. You know what? I got to be honest with you. I am not a jealous person. Thank God. I have a lot of problems. Like the Jay-Z song says, I got 99 problems, but jealousy ain't one. I'm happy when people do well. And I don't pay attention to other people. Like, I know a lot of people that, like, they'll be like, oh, look, so-and-so's doing this. Oh, look, so-and-so's doing that. Like, somehow it's taking away from your ability to be successful. And that's not true. If somebody else is doing good, it doesn't mean
there's a finite amount of the pie. And if they're doing good, that means they've taken away an opportunity for you to do good. You know what I mean? You know how people think that way?
You know, I don't suffer from the jealousy thing either. I mean, I've never aspired to have, you know, the toys and all this. Even when I, you know, was making the money, I wasn't buying stuff or, but you know, it's an interesting dynamic. And this all came about because I was talking to somebody the other day and he was really lamenting the fact that he didn't have enough in life to consider himself a success. Now he's about my age, and he kept saying, you know, I don't own a home. I should have been further along in my career. I never got married. You know, I never had kids. It was a pretty heart-wrenching phone conversation. And I could tell he was in a lot of pain. The problem being he was looking at all those around him and their seemingly perfect Facebook lives, I call them.
I know.
So let's talk about that for a minute and how it can skew your reality. I'll call him John. John rents an apartment. But he sees Joe owning his own home. He says to himself, I should have a house. The reason, you know, he reasons, and then he goes to apply for a mortgage. He gets one, moves in, only to find furnishing a house, fixing things, property taxes, et cetera, have him way underwater. And to make matters worse, John's job is on shaky ground, and there's talk about layoffs. Besides, the house John is in, it's too small because when John got there, he noticed all his neighbors live in bigger houses. So that's what John wants now, too. So he reasons, I'll get a roommate and just work overtime. A woman who will live happily ever after with me. That's what it sounded like to me. And he was going to work 60 hours a week instead of 40. Now, that might work, but if they marry, statistics show 60% of the time it won't last. John's burnt out, right, due to all these extra hours, and there's no time to be slacking because the layoffs are going on. Now, he's not sleeping well on top of this. He told me his training was suffering, and the one activity he used to live for, that being lifting, he can now only passively partake in. His mind, he says, is on other things, like a fancy new car. He proceeded to tell me he wanted to go out and buy a brand new BMW. Because, you know, and that would make him feel good for a while until the payments start rolling in. He's going to realize he doesn't really need a BMW to get to work, the grocery store, or run errands. You know, it's going to be fun at first, but spare parts and getting it fixed is incredibly expensive, and gas ain't getting any cheaper. So where did he go wrong? You know, he let the green-eyed monster in. He got jealous seeing all of those around him seemingly living the good life. And that's easy to do today, as Facebook would have you believe everyone is happy, successful, and life's just going along.
Well, but swimming. Wait a minute. It's not even Facebook. I think most of us think that, right? Most of us, we sit in our homes with our children who misbehave and our spouse who we don't get along with, and we think that our neighbors are doing great. And you know, what I've learned in my life is that the people who promote themselves as having like the perfect lives, they're the ones that are like on the verge of divorce and murder and bankruptcy and everything else. You can't worry about other people's quality of lives. You have to be comfortable with your quality of life, period. End of story.
Very true. Very true. You know, and as you're looking at these perfect Facebook lives, understand over half of the country lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Right. And are just a couple of paychecks away from financial disaster. Credit card bills, don't even get me started. You know, all that stuff people buy to impress their friends, you know, it all costs money, and it feels good, until the bills come in. And this extends to your training, too. So it's worth looking at a hypothetical. You know, let's say you want to get really impressive. I'm talking huge arms, pecs, lats, to, again, to impress people. You know, you're going to see some big dudes at the gym, and you're going to know what they're doing and working out every day. Now, you may or may not go to the dark side, but you're going to try to match that training schedule. The result's going to be predictable because you're trying too hard. You're trying to keep up with the beautiful people. The moral of the story is this. If you're keeping a roof over your head, you've got food in your stomach, and have a family that loves you, you're doing fine. Stop comparing yourself to others because it'll drive you crazy. There's always going to be somebody with more toys, more money, and claiming to be happier than you. Always. Just know you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
That's that song, right? But when yeah. we get behind closed doors, we beat the crap out of each other. You know, the funny thing is that divorce has reached an all-time high in America. And do you know what the number one and number two reasons cited for divorce in this country?
Financial.
Number one is financial problems, right? And number two is sex. People feeling yep. that they're either not getting enough sex or someone is demanding sex from them too often and so on and so forth. These are the number one and number two reasons for divorce today. And I'll tell you something else when it comes to financial problems. Financial problems, you need to find out that the person that you're with thinks the way you do about finances. Because if their expectations are one thing and your ability to deliver that is another thing, you may as well just split up now because it's going to happen eventually.
Amen. Amen.
So, and I got to believe the sex thing is on men's side. I got a funny feeling that men want more sex than women want to put out. And so men feel like, oh, well, I can go find somebody else that'll have sex with me more often. And I predict that that's the reason. I have a funny feeling that women divorce because their financial expectations and security are not being met. And I believe men divorce because their sexual expectations and sexual needs are not being met. I'm willing to bet that.
Yeah, you're probably spot on there.
Yeah, so
probably anyway. Spot on.
Interesting. But so, you know what? I was just looking at a map while you were talking. The map of where the U.S. divorce rates show marriages go to die. This is on Huffington Post. And the states that have the highest divorce rate are Arizona, Nevada. What's north of Texas? What is this right here? They don't have these marked over here, so I'm not real good. But ironically, my state, Kentucky, is one of them. Looks like Mississippi is one of them. There's 7 states that have the highest divorce rates in the country. So it's really interesting to see this map. But anyway.
Just try to be happy with yourself.
What do you want to plug before we pull the plug on the show, Rob?
Well, first things first, I would encourage everybody to go to my website, CoachRobRegish.com, sign up for the free webinar that's going to be in the Slingshot Cycle. Guarantee you're going to like it. Everybody walks away with some new training trackers, too, so that's a freebie. Secondly, please remember the special that we've got going on for a few more weeks. You subscribe to the Bulletin, you get the Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, and the Meteoric. And then finally, do take advantage of the Prime Nutrition discount code SHR20 for a full 20% off any other products. And over at Blackstone Labs, same deal, SHR10 for 10% off all of their quality products. Those are some sweet deals. And, I want to thank those guys for working with me because we've got a large audience and they've got some great products. So, they're doing what they can to make it work.
Okay, Rob, thanks so much. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Murray Carpenter about his book, Caffeinated. In the meantime, grab a cup of coffee. How's that sound? We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two,
We don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! Y'all ain't know. I go by the name.
Welcome
of
back.
Lupe Fiasco. Representing that first day.
Very few Americans don't partake in the type of drug use that we're going to talk about now with Murray Carpenter. How you doing, Murray?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. You've been writing about caffeine for a very long time, haven't you?
Yeah, about 4 years now.
And your articles have appeared in some of the top-line newspapers. You've been on NPR. You've been all around the place. Why? What made you become fascinated or intrigued by our history of use of caffeine as a civilization?
Well, I wish I could say it was just a quick thing that happened overnight, but it really, my interest started 30 years ago. I studied psychology as an undergraduate at the University of Colorado, and about that time, I was just starting to drink coffee because there was a great coffee shop near our house where I lived with some friends between the house and campus, and I noticed if we stopped there for a couple cups of coffee on our way to school, I would really have more energy and focus for studying and writing papers. So I became intrigued with caffeine and ended up writing a paper for a senior seminar about caffeine.
And when you wrote that paper, Has much of it changed from when you wrote that paper to today?
Surprisingly, a lot really has. Yeah, I think more generally we have a more detailed understanding of how caffeine affects us both mentally and physically. Because, you know, at the same time back then, I was racing bicycles for the team at the University of Colorado my senior year, and we knew that you could get a little bit of a boost from taking some caffeine before a race. But a lot of what people understood about how caffeine affected performance back then probably was either not accurate or, I would say, incomplete.
Now, one of the things that I found really astonishing is I would have lost a bet, Murray, if you would have said, do you think we drink more coffee today or when your parents were, I mean, I'm 56 years old, you know, when my parents were growing up in the 20s and 30s and so on, and I would have bet we drink a lot more coffee today because the landscape is dotted with Starbucks and coffees are bigger, but the reality is that our parents and grandparents drank much more coffee than we do today, huh?
Yeah, and I was astonished by that, too. The only people I found that really understand this are people in the coffee industry. They're well aware of how the trends have gone, but yeah, coffee consumption peaked probably around 1950 in this country, per capita coffee consumption. And it sort of makes sense if you think of it this way. Like our grandparents, I think a lot of times you think that there was always a coffee pot or a percolator going. Yeah, and it just people came over to drink coffee. The other thing that's changed is there really weren't the other options. I mean, in a corner store or so, you would have coffee and then you would have had maybe a small chest cooler full of soft drinks. Now, of course, you have far more soft drinks and other beverages that are competing, you know, in the market with coffee.
But now, someone would interpret what I just said as we're getting less caffeine. The truth is, we're drinking less coffee, but we are much more caffeinated today than back then, right?
That's probably not true either. Because there's so much more caffeine in coffee, we have more. A greater variety of caffeine delivery mechanisms, but in terms of overall caffeine consumption, that probably peaked when coffee peaked, and we're maybe 25% lower. Now, this is really kind of hard to calculate because we don't have great data from back then. But just judging from the coffee numbers, it would be hard to have made up for that amount of caffeine with the even with all the energy drinks, the sodas, the supplements, just because they're not as strongly caffeinated as coffee.
One of the other things that I learned, which I am not a big fan of Monsanto. In fact, we affectionately refer to them on the show as Monsatan. But one of the things I learned was that Monsanto got its start by rendering caffeine from what was wasted tea leaves for Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That was their first product, was caffeine, huh?
Yeah, it was actually, I think, their third product. But yeah, one of the very first products that they made in... They were almost a captive company to Coca-Cola in those days. It was Coca-Cola bought virtually all of their output. This was around 1905, and they were making flavorings for the soft drink industry, and then they went into caffeine. And according to a company biography, it was really caffeine that sort of kept them afloat during their lean early years. So you're right. A lot of people love to hate Monsanto, and if you hate Monsanto, you can really blame caffeine because – in the early days, before they were known for, you know, seeds and pesticides and everything else, they were a small chemical company producing caffeine.
Okay, so let's start with this. What is good about caffeine? Is there anything really? And I say, is there anything really good about caffeine? Because we know that studies can always be done. I have a saying on the show, there's probably a nutritive value to the undigested pin oats in horse manure, but that doesn't justify us eating horse manure. So with that being said, are there any really good things about caffeine that we could say, wow, we are better off now that we have caffeine, which apparently you point out we've been doing for over 3,500 years, according to the book?
Yeah. Well, okay, so great question. Now, we can talk about this later. There are some people who really do have problems with even a little bit of caffeine. So leaving them aside and talking about most of the rest of us, caffeine does seem to have some benefits. Some strange benefits. It seems to be associated with a lower incidence, and this is strange, of basal cell skin cancers. It seems as though it has a role in staving off or delaying the onset of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Again, more research is needed here. In some people, it apparently is associated with lower incidence of depression. So, you know, on top of all this, for a lot of us, I think the reason that most of us take it is sort of twofold. One, it makes us feel alert and energetic, and this, you know, in many cases, even when we're not exhausted, can be a good thing. And two, and this is less tangible, it simply makes us feel good. You know, it can
a sense of well-being.
Improve your mood. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, certainly there are good things about caffeine, and I think that's why so many of us take it every day.
What did you said in the book that caffeine, the earliest recorded accounts of caffeine use were 3,500 years ago. Who were they used by and how?
Yeah, this was kind of fascinating to me. This is the earliest recorded use is in on what's now the border of Mexico and Guatemala, on a flat coastal plain on the Pacific coast, where it's perfect conditions for growing cocoa, and the bean that produces chocolate. And 3,500 years ago, people in that region were drinking frothy chocolate drinks. They weren't sweetened, and that had, you know, when you have raw chocolate, when you have it sort of unprocessed, it has a fair amount of caffeine. So yeah, that's the form they were using it in 3,500 years ago back there.
And the reality is that the Mayans and the Aztecs they treated cocoa because of its caffeine and because it had other health benefits associated with its use. They actually traded with it like currency. It was as valuable as gold at that point in time.
That's true, and they had entire treasuries
for
it, and they would pay soldiers in cocoa. And if you look also at a lot of the ceremonial figures back then, a lot of them were decorated with the little cocoa beans. And they also have these sort of fierce looking urns with fierce faces on them that they use to pour the chocolate.
Hot cocoa, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. There's a real big history of cocoa and its importance within that cultural community. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what's bad about caffeine, and then I want to also differentiate between something the coffee industry loves to do. Anytime there is negative information about caffeine, they come out and say, well, coffee's different. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Murray Carpenter about his book, Caffeinated. The book is actually on the homepage of superhumanradio.com down at the bottom left-hand side if you want to get a copy of it. It's fantastic. It's intriguing. And if you drink coffee, you should read this book because you should know why, what, and how it works. Don't just take it without knowing that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. .net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Murray Carpenter, his new book, Caffeinated, How Our Daily Habit Helps, Hurts, and Hooks Us. So what's the bad about caffeine? What should we know when we use caffeine, even if we're not hypersensitive to it?
Well, I think that the probably the best known bad side effect of caffeine use, excessive caffeine use, it is sleep, problems with sleep, insomnia, sleeplessness. So, you know, I think we're all aware that if you have a big, strong cup of coffee, for most of us, late at night, you're going to end up lying there in bed sort of, you know, wishing you hadn't had that cup of coffee, your thoughts racing, your heart pounding. You know, this doesn't happen to everyone, but that happens to some people. So that's obvious. What's less apparent is that even if you have a smaller dose of coffee earlier in the day, it can have subtle effects on your sleep. And the reason I think this is important is because, you know, most of us take caffeine daily, and many of us also wish we could sleep better. So, you know, for people who have sleep problems, it's definitely worth, you know, moderating or even eliminating caffeine use for a little while just to see if it helps. You know, it won't help everyone, but it might help.
Well, you know,
that's a big one.
And I want to speak to that because we did a show back in 2007, I think it was. We did two different shows. I want to say the scientists that I interviewed were from Rutgers, but I could be wrong about this. And they looked at caffeine use in diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
And what they learned, the summary of the show was that caffeine kind of props your blood sugar levels up even in the absence of carbohydrates being consumed, raises the baseline of blood sugar, but for 12 hours. And then what happens is your blood sugar bottoms out. And so what they were talking about was diabetics typically have sleep issues that lead to some of the insulin resistance. So if you're having like a 300 milligram, you know, 16-ounce or whatever coffee at Starbucks at noon, it's going to do its most damage at midnight because you're going to become hypoglycemic in the middle of the night and wake up for no reason at all. Then other studies came out and covered those studies up saying that, well, coffee increases insulin sensitivity because the coffee industry doesn't want to lose more market share, in my opinion. So
yeah, no,
I'm very confused about this. I'm confused about how the blood sugar phenomenon and coffee play. Is coffee good? Isn't it good? Is it good at times but then becomes bad? You know.
Yeah. Well, and I think the answer to this is complex. I mean, I do think so. Yes, the coffee industry does want to play up any good news it has. No doubt about that. But I think there is something to this this association between coffee drinking and a lower incidence of type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Now, the strange thing is, it's probably not the caffeine. I really think it's probably not the caffeine because caffeine seems to, as you're suggesting, increase caffeine itself, not caffeinated coffee, insulin resistance.
Right.
So, so for you know, that would be the sort of thing that a diabetic would not want, a type 2 diabetic. So it's a complex relationship, but I think that, you know, coffee has a lot of non-caffeine constituents that may be beneficial or may be harmful. But I mean, I think that in this case, that's probably, you know, part of the benefit, you know, this is tangential here, but, you know, people like coffee often for the laxative effect.
And yeah,
people
right.
People associate that with the caffeine, but it's not the caffeine. It's some other constituent in coffee that gives you that effect.
And this is what the coffee industry, whenever something bad comes out about caffeine in the area of like a sports drink, like how caffeine can affect the QT portion of the heart rhythm by prolonging it. And the coffee industry always comes out and says coffee's different because it contains other polyphenols, the caffeine is released slower, there are things that counteract that negative effect of the caffeine, and so on. So the coffee industry seems to always only have what's good and never what's bad.
Yeah, and you know, I would say you could expand that to the beverage industry. I mean, certainly the American Beverage Association responds very quickly and loudly to anything that's critical of energy drinks or the caffeine in colas as well. And I guess it's not a surprise that they do, because if you look at this, and I'm not making a judgment about the quality of their statements here, but just,
right.
But if you look at the size of these industries, coffee has a retail value of somewhere north of $35 billion in the U.S.
Billion
with a B.
Wow.
Soft drinks, more than $70 billion. Tea, perhaps another 10 on top of that, and surprisingly, most of that is in bottled or ready-to-drink teas. And then energy drinks, a few more. But so, you know, we're talking more than $120 billion retail. This is a huge industry, and there's a lot at stake for people when they see any research plus, you know, pro or con for caffeine.
Right. Yeah, it's a really, really, really big market, obviously. So
it's a market.
And obviously, I have an audience that uses caffeine, because caffeine has been both in the anhydrous form found in sports drinks, energy drinks, and pre-workout supplements, and in the bound-up form in coffee and now green coffee bean. It's a performance enhancer, big time. I mean, in fact, I want to say that WADA they have a you know, a statement for World Anti-Doping Act that caffeine anhydrous can't be used by professional athletes.
I'm not sure of that. You may be right, but I think that the limits on doping by both the Olympic Committee and the Anti-Doping Agency have been eliminated for caffeine because of the challenge.
Oh, okay. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, now the NCAA still does have a limit in urine. And here's the problem with it. You're absolutely right. First of all, it is well-known performance-enhancing drug.
Drug, yeah.
I still am sort of a weekend warrior cyclist, and I try to optimize my caffeine. And, you know, you can get probably a 1-3% boost on, say, an hour-timed cycling or running event. But here's the challenge for regulating it, is that the amount that it would take me or you to optimize our performance for any event that we wanted to go to would be not much more than a moderate to heavy coffee drinker
right.
who would just take sitting at the kitchen counter.
Yeah, 300 milligrams, 400 milligrams, that's
yeah,
it. Yeah,
exactly, 3-6 milligrams per kilo. So, you know, 6 would be on the high end. That would, you know, for most of us, we'd be pretty jacked up. But 3, you know, that's that's like a good strong cup of coffee. So if most people are consuming, you know, this drug in these quantities every day, then the challenges for a regulator in saying, well, you can take it, but, you know, an athlete can't, are tremendous. And there's not any good evidence, really, that a super dose of caffeine, you know, the amount that you could regulate for, will enhance your performance. In fact, it'll probably make you jittery and give you, you know, GI problems.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a fascinating compound from that perspective.
How does it hook us? What makes it so, gives it, and it truly is addictive. And what I mean by that is, if anybody has used caffeine for a long enough period of time, you have to titrate the dose in order to remove it. I remember eliminating coffee from my diet for about 3 years. And when I did it, I foolishly just stopped drinking coffee. And I had headaches, and I actually got like heart palpitations. And then I looked and I saw these as common side effects for caffeine withdrawal. So what I had to do is I had to drink half caffeinated, half decaf, for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then cut that in half for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then I finally was able to eliminate it without, you know, derailing my life. What is it that hooks us?
Yeah, wow, these are great questions. So, first of all, the terms, as you sort of suggest here, the terms addiction and addictive are really sort of loaded. I use them throughout the book and try to be careful to explain in the introduction what I mean by that. And what I mean by caffeine being an addictive drug is that people who are regular users will end up using it daily. They'll crave it. They'll feel good when they take it. They'll feel lousy when they don't take it.
Right.
You'll develop a partial tolerance to it, which is to say, you know, the next cup of coffee you have doesn't give you as strong an effect as the first cup you had. And as you point out, you'll have very predictable and significant withdrawal symptoms. Most people will, and this could be lethargy, headache is probably the best known, sort of, you know, crankiness, there even muscle pain. So there's a number. So any of these individually don't mean it's an addictive drug. Take them all together, and you do see that yes, it's an addictive drug. So. Yeah, caffeine definitely gets its hooks in us, and most of us, I think, probably meet the standard for being, you know, addicted to the drug.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the adenosine link, because more and more information has come out amongst those who study sleep issues about the accumulation of adenosine throughout the day from activity. That flips a switch and then makes us tired. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're talking right now with Murray Carpenter about his book, Caffeinated. You can find it on superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenge and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up,
man. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Murray Carpenter about his book, Caffeinated. So, Murray, we've done lots of shows in the past couple years about sleep, because of the importance of sleep and that sleep plays in both the development of diseases and also the reversal of diseases, especially insulin resistance. And one of the things that's really come to light amongst those who are making some of the biggest headway in what causes good sleep is activity throughout the day. And that's because activity creates an accumulation of adenosine, which, interestingly enough, adenosine triphosphate, which is part of the energy process that we learned about in the Krebs cycle for the mitochondria, adenosine, residual adenosine accumulates in an area of the brain that kind of is like a teeter-totter. And when enough adenosine is accumulated, the brain switches to being tired. And in fact, caffeine interrupts the ability for adenosine to dock into the appropriate receptors in the brain, does it not?
That's exactly it. I mean, this is its primary function in the brain, is to caffeine looks enough like adenosine to the receptors that it's able to block the neurotransmitter from getting, you know, from docking, as you say. So caffeine basically, you know, sits at its stool in the bar and doesn't let adenosine get there. And in doing so, it performs its primary function, which is to make us feel alert or prevent us from feeling fatigued, because adenosine, is, as you note, is what makes us feel tired. So, yeah, that's a really important part of caffeine's function.
Now, here's something interesting. So early on, a decade ago, when creatine monohydrate first started being studied extensively as an ergogenic aid for athletes, there was one study that showed that 300 milligrams of caffeine completely blunted the uptake of a 5-gram dose of creatine into muscle post-workout. And no one understood why, but now we do, because of its relationship to adenosine. We know that creatine monophosphate is a donor to adenosine triphosphate and thus allows the cells to recycle energy faster. Well, because caffeine seems to be interchangeable with adenosine in this whole scenario, the muscles didn't feel like they needed the creatine, so they just passed on absorbing it. And we understand this now, the relationship between caffeine and creatine. And we also know that creatine by itself can improve cognitive function in individuals with dementia, can improve alertness in military personnel required to work 24-hour shifts. So this adenosine, caffeine, creatine kind of trilogy here is really becoming much more understandable and clear to those of us who've been watching it for the past decade. It's really interesting.
That is interesting. I'm way out of my league there. I know nothing about creatine. I mean, I should. I beyond the fact that it's an ingredient in energy drinks in many cases and you know, dietary supplements. But yeah, you know, the adenosine thing is really important. And I think one of the interesting things that I happened onto in the book is there's a guy in Germany who's done some neuroimaging, basically a way of, you know, looking to see, you know, actually to try to visualize how the brain is functioning. And for those of us who are habitual caffeine users, which is to say we probably developed a partial tolerance to it and right. We're using a moderate dose, when we're optimally caffeinated, fully 50% of your adenosine receptors are going to be blocked by the caffeine. So it's in your brain, I mean. So it's, you know, it's not just having an effect, it's having a significant effect, you know, in your brain.
What do you hope happens when people read your book? Do you just want them to be more aware of this drug that they don't consider a drug, or do you want them to make lifestyle changes or decisions based on the information?
It's a great question. I think a lot of people have suggested that maybe I'm being alarmist, and I don't mean to raise alarm about caffeine. I just mean to increase awareness. And in terms of lifestyle changes, my only hope is that everyone be more aware of caffeine and use it judiciously so that you're optimizing your performance. I think that's what we all want, whether it's to be, you know, firing on all cylinders mentally or physically. We would hope caffeine would enhance that and not harm that. And so, you know, to be aware of it as a drug and use it when you need it, not use it when you don't need it. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm hoping, is that people will become more aware and better able to use it beneficially.
Do you think that there are benefits to eliminating caffeine from the diet entirely, assuming that you are not someone at high risk for a disease that caffeine has been shown to perhaps mitigate some of the progression?
Yeah, good question. I think for most, I've not seen anything to suggest that, and I'm answering this in a negative way, anything to suggest that there's any harm for most of us to long-term moderate caffeine use. So if you sleep well, you're not anxious, and there's another important point here, and you're not consuming your caffeine in the form of sugar-sweetened soft drinks,
right,
which can lead to a risk of overweight or obesity, then yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. But, you know, there is a benefit, I think, to quitting. You've been through this experience. I think if nothing else, quitting just for a brief period of time, I think it gives you a real respect for the drug, for
yeah.
the power of the drug and the craving for it, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And matter of fact, I've just been recently rethinking taking a little sabbatical from it. For I don't know how long. I mean, I'm not going to say a year. I'm not going to say a month, but definitely until I don't need it for a while. You know what I just thought of, and it didn't dawn on me until I was just listening to you speak about this. So when Monsanto came out with caffeine for Coca-Cola, that must have been right around the time that the Patent Medicine Act and Recreational Drug Use Act came into effect, and cocaine, which coca leaves, which was in Coca-Cola originally and gave people that stimulating effect, was removed. They had to find something to replace the coca with, and it was caffeine, huh?
Yeah. Now, this, you know, I cover extensively some of the in the book some of the relationship between the federal government and Coca-Cola from 1905 forward. Coca leaves and cocaine had already been eliminated from Coke by then. At that time, there was federal legislation called the Pure Food and Drugs Act that was trying to get a better grip on foods. And this actually led to a dramatic showdown between there was a very hard-charging commissioner of the Bureau of Chemistry, which was the precursor to the FDA, the
right.
Food and Drug Administration. And he went after Coca-Cola because he thought that the added caffeine was addictive, that it was being marketed to children, and that it was somehow different than the caffeine in coffee. So even though there was no longer cocaine in Coca-Cola, it was already, you know, as a stimulant drink, it was already controversial.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what else I remember, too, is it's funny. It's so totally off topic, but my dad was a truck driver, and he used to carry a Benzedrex inhaler, which was a little white bullet-shaped inhaler with a cotton swab in it that was doused in some sort of chemical that smelled a lot like eucalyptus and other things. And he told me that in the late 20s and early 30s, it was called a Benzedrine inhaler. And truck drivers favored it because on long drives at night, you would take your Benzedrine inhaler and you'd do a couple, you know, sniffs of it, and the Benzedrine would get right into the brain and cause alertness. We know Benzedrine is a stimulant. But then along with the Safe, I guess, Pure Foods Act, when they saw, or whatever, I think it was the law was passed in San Francisco to the needs of the opium, eliminating opium dens, and that led to things like laudanum and paregoric and all those losing their opiate ingredients. Benzedrine inhalers had to lose their Benzedrine, and they put something else in them that didn't have the stimulating effect, and hence they just disappeared because people used to like to get that stimulation from it. They didn't get it anymore as a result. So we've had a long love affair as a civilization with things that stimulate us.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're mentioning truck drivers. Truck drivers still rely heavily on caffeine. And, you know, it is one of those situations in which if someone, I mean, obviously, if you're exhausted and you're on the road, the best thing to do is pull over and take a nap, period, right? But if you're exhausted and on the road and you can't pull over, you know, having caffeine should improve your alertness and decrease your response time. So, you know, it can have benefits. And interestingly, there's been some research in the military about this. The military has done a lot of really good caffeine research. And, you know, in some ways, there's a corollary between, like, or it's an analogous situation for a soldier on watch late at night who's drowsy, but at any moment could face potentially life-threatening stimuli.
Right.
You know, they too can benefit from caffeine use, and the military's developed an awful lot of products to help soldiers through those kinds of situations.
Yeah. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm just curious what kind of response you're getting out in the world to this book. We're talking right now with Murray Carpenter about his book, Caffeinated, How Your Daily Habit Helps, Hurts, and Hooks Us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want
protein, low carb Quest protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Pack. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back. If you want to get a copy of the book Caffeinated, go to superhumanradio.com and look at the bottom of the homepage. If you're listening to this podcast and it's a week or so later, you may have to go into the Carl Recommends Books and DVD area or the Amazon area to find it. But for now, it's on the homepage. We're talking with Murray Carpenter. So, Murray, how long has the book been out?
It's since March 13th, so a couple of months.
Okay, but this is the culmination of an ongoing discussion that you've been having with the population about caffeine in general over years in other magazines, newspapers, and radio shows, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So no one's surprised by a lot of this stuff. What's the response? Are you getting favorable responses from within the industry and within the caffeine providing industry?
Yeah, I mean, I would say overall the response has been pretty favorable. I haven't really seen a lot of sort of pushback. I'd say most of the response I've gotten has been from individual consumers. I've done a lot of call-in shows, and you know, people just have a lot of curiosity about caffeine. It's hard for one thing to quantify our caffeine use when it's not labeled and when it varies so much in coffee. So that's one of the things people often ask about. And another thing people really want to know is sort of if caffeine will have different effects if you take it in different forms, say in coffee or tea or energy drinks. So, you know, I'd say most of the feedback I've had is really from individuals who are interested in learning more about their caffeine use.
You know, I remember back in the early 80s, I want to say 82, 83, I was living in Las Vegas at the time, and I used to go to Los Angeles on the weekends, and I remember the first time I saw a bottle of Jolt Cola. Do you remember Jolt Cola?
I sure do. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I was in college in those days, and they had the memorable slug line. All the sugar, twice the caffeine.
Right, all the sugar, twice the caffeine. And they really were, in my humble opinion, I could be wrong about this, and maybe you can correct me, but they led the charge in the quote unquote what would become the energy slash hyper alertness drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They did. Certainly in the modern generation of energy drinks, they were they led the charge and they went out of business. And someone actually bought their trademark and was up until recently may still be producing caffeinated gum in New Jersey with the Jolt label.
Right.
But one of the things that was interesting in researching the book is, you know, a modern Red Bull 8 ounces has 80 milligrams of caffeine. And a Coca-Cola in 1909, an 8-ounce serving, which was a common serving size, also had 80 milligrams of caffeine. So, you know, if you sort of take the long view, I think you could say Coca-Cola invented the energy drink, but then they sort of walked away from it.
Interesting. And 80 milligrams is not really a big dose of caffeine, so there's got to be other things going on in Red Bull that work synergistically to kind of amplify the effects of caffeine. Like, I know, I think it's quercetin. Is it quercetin? I think it's quercetin that blocks the receptors in the liver from flushing caffeine out, so it stays in your bloodstream longer. I know a lot of these energy drinks will have quercetin or other agents that are designed to enhance and prolong the effects of caffeine. Is that why Red Bull feels so much more like 1,000 milligrams than 80 milligrams?
Well, so first of all, I haven't seen any research that suggests that the 80 milligrams of caffeine in a Red Bull is stronger or lasts longer than anything else. I think one of the big things is marketing. I think, you know, we're all susceptible to something of a placebo effect. If you hand, and we've, you know, researchers have studied this with coffee. So you give someone decaf and tell them it's decaf, or if you give someone decaf and tell them it's caffeinated, the second person is going to perform slightly better on a battery of tests because they believe they're caffeinated. With Red Bull, I think, you know, at least part of it is that people have this sensation, this perception that it's so super caffeinated, but as you point out, it's not. It would be about a single shot of espresso or, you know, maybe 4 ounces of Starbucks coffee. Now, the other energy drinks, you know, which are twice the size of Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, those are the popular ones, they have about the same caffeine concentration, so they have twice as much caffeine as Red Bull. So they're, you know, there you are getting into a substantial dose of caffeine.
So here's my my confession. In the morning, before I leave the house, I have a triple espresso. And then on the way after I do my workout, usually around 10 o'clock on the way to the studio, I have a quadruple espresso. So I am obviously getting somewhere around 500 to 600 milligrams of caffeine early in the day.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big dose, isn't it?
It is, but you know that you're not too much of an outlier. The average coffee drinker, and not the average caffeine user, but the average coffee drinker in the U.S. is probably consuming 300 to 400 milligrams. I'm about in that range. Before I did the research for the book, I was more typically in the 400 to 500 milligram range. So, you know, it really depends, and of course, it's weight dependent as well. So, you know, 500 milligrams to you or 600 milligrams would be, you know, twice that much to, say, a teen, half your size.
Right, right.
So there's and the other thing that factors into this is genetic predispositions. Some people just inherently can tolerate more caffeine than others. So, you know, that's a long-winded way of saying, hey, if it works for you,
right,
you know, this sounds reasonable.
So my friends at Starbucks, I started drinking espresso when I came back from Mexico this last time. And so the people at Starbucks, you know, I used to have a cafe Americano, which was like three shots of espresso and some water.
Mm-hmm,
and so
right.
they'd say, well, why are you drinking espresso now? I said, because I don't want all that volume of water. I just want the caffeine. So just give
right.
me just give me the nectar, I would say. And they would laugh. You know, I just want the coffee bean nectar. I don't want all that water anymore.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
the truth.
I'm with you in that I like my coffee strong, which is to say I like a high ratio of beans to water. I don't want too much water in there. I want the stuff, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's a great book, and it's one of those things that people, you know, how many millions of people a day buy coffee? I mean, do you know what it is?
I don't. I mean, I think it's two-thirds of Americans are consuming coffee daily, so that would put it, you know, certainly in the range of 220 million or so.
That's got to be more than the number of people that smoke cigarettes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by a long shot. Yeah.
So as far as our favorite drug, I got to believe that coffee is probably our favorite drug because there's a lot of people who drink coffee but won't drink alcohol.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So I'm sure it is. Yeah, our favorite. Absolutely.
And we do it without even thinking about it. No one even thinks about anything about it, doesn't understand the history, what to expect, what not to. They just drink it because they've been drinking it for years and they don't think anything about it.
You're right. And I think also because if we do consider it a drug, and particularly if we consider it an addictive drug, then it challenges some of the preconceptions we have. Certainly, if we're talking to our children, we say, you know, A, you don't want to do drugs, and B, you don't want to do become addicted to drugs, and then we'll turn around and slam up, you know, a cup of coffee. So, I think it's for many reasons it's sort of in a different category, and I think, you know, now FDA is looking at how to regulate the caffeine that's added to energy products and gums and supplements and things. And boy, it's really a challenge because we are all consuming this drug all the time.
Yeah.
So we don't think of it as a drug.
Yeah, it's amazing. Listen, Murray, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me on, and good luck with your work.
Yeah, thank you. All right, and also, you can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com. The book is called Caffeinated. It's a great book. It's a fun read, and it'll make you say ah and ooh about this drink that you take every single day or this drug that you take every single day without thinking much about it. Also, I want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look in the call recommends area for Rob's landing page. Learn more about how you can get the Blueprint Meteoric for free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio, and thanks for listening.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The UK is known for its queen, Big